There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Oh, no. Oh, what did I do? All right. You know, I thought I'd behave myself this weekend at the company Christmas party, and I thought it went well. You know how scary it is on Sunday morning when you decide to look, you know, on Facebook and see all the pictures that were taken of you from the night before, and that went okay. I saw the pictures. I'm like, okay. Okay, okay, dressed. I was dressed in that one. Okay, good, good. Okay, excellent, good, good. Did I include my husband in any of the pictures? Yes, I did. Okay. So I thought, as of yesterday, I was in the clear that whatever happened at the company Christmas party, I was fine. It was okay. However, I get this letter this morning, and I don't even know if I have a job anymore. So I'll read you the letter. Oh no, man, I'm trying to remember what happened. Dear Dr. Dahlia Wax, now this could be a form letter. It could. Okay, I mean, you know, people get form letters all the time. Let us first say it was an unexpected honor having you at our Christmas party. Okay, honor, all right. We were at first confused since you were not on our invitee list. But your convincing and aggressive behavior towards the entry staff fortunately allowed you to join the festivities. Yeah, I thought that was a mistake. I walk in there and they're like, who? And I'm like, I'm Dr. Dahlia. And they're like, so? I'm like, but I'm supposed to be in this party. This is like my, you know, and I waved everybody down. Nobody could hear me, but then they just let me in. Next. After much consideration, however, we regret to inform you that you will not be invited to future events. Uh-oh. All right, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. Sorry about that. All right, we were having some issues. You see what happens? Happy New Year. This is what happens when it's New Year's. I think what happened is you guys were hoping you could hear a best of, but no, I'm live today. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and happy, happy New Year. All right, we got a lot to talk about, but I'm a little discombobulated. You know, there's a big case going on right now where there's apparently this show called New York Med. I haven't seen it. I've heard of it, and it sounds kind of cool because I used to be an ER doc, so it's always nice to, you know, kind of see what my colleagues are doing. Even though I'm not an ER doc anymore, I miss it. The ER docs are just so cool, you know? They're like the studs, like the orthopedic surgeons of medicine. I told you guys, you know, there's this hierarchy in medical school like there is in high school. Right? You got the coolest of the cool, the jocks, that are the orthopedic surgeons. And then you have anybody else who's surgeon. They're really, really cool and really popular. And then you got the ER docs. And the ER docs are super cool, too. They don't get the same amount of, you know, play that the orthopedic surgeons do, but they still get, you know, women throwing themselves at them. I've thrown myself at multiple ER docs when I've been to the ER. Okay, and then you start getting the specialists, like the gynecologists, and the gastroenterologist. And believe it or not, some of these gastroenterologists are sexy. Maybe it's just the fact that they have been inside other people that turns people on. All right, now, who's at the bottom of the hierarchy? Well, the neurologist. You really don't see people having crush on their neurologist. They're the pathologist. The pathologist, they don't really get the babes. Your ophthalmologist sometimes do, because you got a group of people out there that really, really dig the whole optic eyeglass thing. So some of the, it could be tricky if you're an ophthalmologist. Some of the ophthalmologists really, really get babes. But in class, unfortunately, they get made fun of a lot of times. Why? Because a lot of the ophthalmologists are sitting in the front of the class because they wear glasses themselves, and so people throw stuff at them. But then you have me, the family docs. And the family docs, what's very interesting about us in the hierarchy is we think we're cool. And there's nothing more dorkish about us family docs that think we are super cool studs and we're kind of dorks. So us family docs, pediatricians, and the psychologists kind of fall under the class clown category, which is perfect for me. Okay, I would strut my stuff and every now and then just blow everybody away looking all sexy. But then, you know, they'd be like, ah, no, that's Dolly. I remember there was a new kid in class and they were checking me out. And the other guy's like, nah, that's Dahlia. What, is something wrong with her? She goes, nah, trust me, you don't, just don't go there. Just don't. And I'm looking all googly eyed going, what? Okay, so anyway. So I miss my ER days when I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu, Arizona, which I keep talking about like it was New York Presbyterian, but it's not. But anyway, apparently there's a TV show out there called New York Med, and they're being sued because a woman saw her husband, apparently it was a trauma, and she saw her husband get taken in, ask if she knows he's there, etc. They end up seeing he get worked on, and then, of course, the doctor having to say, I got to tell the family that he died. What privacy do you have on these television shows? And, you know, what responsibility does the ER have, do doctors have? Or, I mean, should we be allowed to see what happens, what's going on? I don't even know if that's an argument we could make here, but that's okay. We got Senator Harry Reid leaving the hospital. Luckily for him, he had broken some ribs, facial bones when he was exercising. 75 years old, exercising. You may disagree with his politics. A lot of us disagree with, a lot of the things he politically stands for, but I got to hand it to him. Exercising at 75 years old, all right, maybe y'all can learn something, but not exactly do what he did because he broke his ribs. But luckily, we'll talk about that. Then we want to talk about hangovers, why hangovers are bad, and why some of you are still hungover from New Year's. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Hi, guys. We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for tuning in on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really appreciate it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. I'm going to be playing these noisemakers now all month long. There's like nothing more annoying. You hear that? Oh, I love these noisemakers, and they're all kind of like frilly. Oh, I love. I tell you, I am not ready for the holiday season to be over. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, not firing me yet. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know everybody's kind of getting back to the swing of things, getting back to work, you know, kind of begrudgingly starting their New Year's resolutions. Vice President Joe Biden has suggested one of our New Year's resolutions. You want to know what he suggested we do for our New Year's resolution? Sign up for Obamacare. I'm not lying. Apparently, he made the White House weekly radio address. He says, I know this is the time of year when we make resolutions to take better care of our health. Okay. No, he was being very serious. Listen to this. Hold on. Oh, I got a pop-up. Oh, maybe that's perfect. Yeah, please pop up over this suggestion to make. Okay, here we go. I know. Another pop-up. I don't know. What is it? It says ad choices. I want to choose not to have that ad. There we go. He says, I know this is the time of year when we make resolutions to take care of our health, whether it's joining a gym or eating healthier, but there's one thing you could do right now that will also make a big difference in your health, he says, that is getting quality, affordable health care insurance through moving out of the country, through the Affordable Care Act. Okay, he touted increasing enrollment numbers, low cost, and Medicare benefits under the Affordable Health Care Act before imploring new members to sign up now. Am I the only one that thinks that this is not the most beneficial New Year's resolution? Everyone is beginning to realize what millions of you already know, that Obamacare stinks, that the Affordable Care Act is working, he says, and we're just getting started. Oh, no, please don't tell me this is just starting. Because there are millions more of you who can get quality and affordable health insurance if you sign up before February 15th of this year. You want to know why I'm jaded and why I'm really upset? It's because my health insurance is now up to, what, $800-$900 a month. And I have a $7,500 deductible. This is ridiculous. You know how much I had to do before January 1, while I had my old insurance still? I got my pap smear done, I got my pelvic CT, I got my pelvic ultrasound done. I forgot to do my blood work, though. That really, really stinks, because I was like, well, you know. So anyway, I want people to have health insurance, all right? But if you guys are paying what I'm paying, then that means I'm ready to say no, don't sign up for it. This is ridiculous. So New Year's resolution, my foot. By the way, can I also say something, too? We were supposed to have a snowstorm, all right? I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're supposed to have a snowstorm over New Year's. Please, get a couple little baby flakes. You know when you open up the freezer and you get a blow of frozen air with a little bit of white powder from the over-frosted defroster that you need to defrost or whatever? Right? That's what we got. That was it. So snowstorm my butt. I don't understand the National Weather Service. I got a bone to pick with them. Anyway, the employer mandate was supposed to take effect last year, but the Obama administration delayed it until this year. Get ready for unemployment, people. The fine for companies that do not comply with the mandate is $174 a month times the number of full-time employees minus 80 workers. How the hell do you figure that out? If a company offers insurance that is not considered affordable or comprehensive, then the employer must pay $261 a month for each employee who receives subsidized coverage on an individual exchange. This is being reported by Washington Times and CNN Money. Can I make a suggestion which I made before? Can you incentivize? Why don't you give employers a $500 tax credit per employee that they get health insurance for? Why don't you do something like that? Still wouldn't make complete sense because the health insurance is way more expensive than $500 credit. But don't you think it would be a smart move to incentivize employers? Why don't you also incentivize employers to hire full-time? For every full-time employee, you get a $100 tax credit at the end of the year. For every full-time employee. All right? And for every part-time, no tax credit. So you see, this way people will maybe hire more full-time. I don't know. I don't know. I really should run for office. I really should. Okay. What else do we have here? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say 2/3 of cancer cases have nothing to do with your parents, have nothing to do with your grandparents, but 2/3 of cancer cases are caused by bad luck. This is from Johns Hopkins Medicine Study. Are any of you guys superstitious? I am. I am very superstitious. My husband hates that about me, but I am very superstitious. So you spill the salt, then you have to shake the salt over your left shoulder. I do that in restaurants all the time. I'm always apologizing to people in the booth behind us. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but I spilled my salt. He's like, well, if you spilled it on me, here's the salt. So, you know, we pass that salt around the whole restaurant. If you order a margarita with some salt around the rim, don't spill it. It's bad luck. So I never have salt on a margarita. You never put a hat on the bed. My mom told me, I don't know why, never put a hat on the bed. We need to talk about superstitions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What superstition holds true for you? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I told you guys, The hat holds true for us. We were packing for Alaska a couple years ago when we were able to afford to go to Alaska on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Now we can't do it anymore because of recession or Obamacare, but that's another story. And, my son, I go get, you know, don't forget to get your hats, whatever. And he threw the hats on the bed. And I told him, no hats on the bed is bad luck. Well, he left the hats on the bed. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? No hats on the bed. Now go get your jacket. Well, as he was running to get his jacket, he steps on one of my little stiletto heels and it goes into his foot. And, well, we got him sewed up and he's okay and whatever. But it wasn't the stiletto heel that was stuck in the middle of the hallway. It was the fact that he put the hat on the bed. You don't put a hat on the bed. One superstition that really confused me when I was younger is my mom said, don't wipe with paper. It's bad luck to wipe with paper. Now, that was very confusing because I was like, well, what's toilet paper? She's like, that's not the paper we're talking about. Paper towel? No. If you, I guess, wipe something with, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that, but anyway, so I couldn't do that. She also said it was bad luck to have sex before marriage. And that was, I tried to live up to that as long as I could. That was a toughie. And what, oh yeah, we can't walk under a ladder. A black cat, we've always had, you know, cats and dogs. Black cat racing across the road. No, that wasn't a concern. My mother always said, a mother-in-law coming to the house is bad luck. I can't personally vouch for that, but apparently that's supposed to be also a superstition. So anyway, I am very, very superstitious because I really believe, ooh, and the evil eye. Oh, Grandma and my mom would always warn me that people would give you the evil eye. You know, some of you have asked me why my radio show ratings aren't better than they are. And, it has nothing to do with my talent or lack thereof. It's because somebody out there, when I first went on air, gave me the evil eye. And they go, oh, man, that Dahlia, I want her to fail at a radio show. I am going to give her the evil eye. I so believe in the evil eye. And I've gotten lots of evil eyes. This is why I don't date married men. I don't flirt with anybody married, even though it's also against religion, too. But because the last thing I need, because if the evil eye comes from a woman, it's way worse. I don't need another woman evil eyeing me. That's why I don't walk around looking all sexy. Because then nobody, you know, everybody's going to look at me and feel sorry for me. But if I look all sexy, people are going to give me the evil eye. So I'm really worried about the evil eye. Well, this is a very important study. Apparently, they say bad luck is responsible for 2/3 of adult cancer, while the remaining cases are due to environmental risk factors and inherited genes. So you get this just random bad luck. Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine scientist Bert Vogelstein said the research explains why some people can smoke and drink into their old age while others with healthier lifestyles receive a cancer diagnosis. So they say all cancers are caused by a combination of bad luck, the environment, and hereditary. Although we do have to talk about later this week how there's a doctor saying you're lucky if you get cancer and you die that way, because then you get to say goodbye to family members. I think I beg to differ, but there's a doctor saying you're lucky if you do die of cancer. All right, so they say cancer-free longevity in people exposed to, like, tobacco, etc. A lot of times people say, well, it's good genes. Now, we'll talk about this a little bit more, because this is really, really interesting how they kind of came up with this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, guys, we are back on
the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so looking at this study where bad luck gives us cancer. I totally believe that. Okay, well, I may not be able to scientifically quantify that, but they say bad luck. It's really not bad luck. There is really a science to it. Now, many of you will say, well, Dahlia, I think this is a no-duh study because there's some people that smoke that don't get cancer, and then there's some people who don't smoke that get lung cancer. We had a family member die of lung cancer who didn't smoke, and that's what we said. We said, boy, did he get some bad luck. This study that came out of Johns Hopkins University is they looked at stem cells. Because stem cells are pretty aggressively copifying drugs. Is that a word where somebody copies a lot, copies itself a lot, kind of? Okay. And what they decided to do was when a cell can copy themselves, and they do so aggressively, the more times they copy themselves, the more they can make small errors because there's all these, you know, chemical letters in the DNA. And so you know how you'll play a song and you'll play a song on the piano and then you play it again and you're like, oh my gosh, I think I did it exactly. Maybe I hit one key off. And then you play it again. You're like, okay, well, I hit another key off, but I played it from that one. Maybe that's not a really good analogy. That doesn't matter. Okay, but anyway, you guys get the point. As you make a copy, if you make a copy and something's a little screwed up, and then you make another copy and that could be a little screwed up, the more chances you have of making copies, the more chances you have of making cancer. Now, they say many of the little copying mistakes are inconsequential. All right, your cells are pretty sturdy, but others could cause the genetic recipe for you to go into cancer, for it to multiply chaotically. Now, they say the odds of making a copying mistake are supposed to be believed the same for all cells, okay? But they say some kinds of cells will copy themselves more than others. So, for example, if there's a 0.0072 chance of there being a mistake when two different cells copy, but if one keeps copying more, you have more odds. You have more of a chance. Any gambling people out there? Okay. All right. So, So what they did is they took a look like for example, okay, stem cells, they could grow into many specialized cells. If they contain damaged DNA, it could spread quickly, and it could spread quickly, in terms of, I call it a juicy cell. A juicy cell is a cell where it's a lot more consequential in terms of what it does. So, for example, okay, let's look at melanoma versus basal cell carcinoma. Basal cell carcinoma is a hell of a lot more common than melanoma. The basal cells, okay, you know, you got the epidermis, and then you have the, basal epidermal cells. They're the ones that copy themselves frequently. They push new cells and they make the new cells, they push the older cells to the skin surface, etc. You got the melanocytes intermixed in between. They make melanin. When the sun hits skin, I apologize about my, this is what happens when you take off a few days. Both the basal epidermal cells and melanocytes, they both get the same exposure to UV light. The basal cells are more common than melanoma. So the scientists are like, well, why the hell is that? Well, because maybe the way the basal cells, epidermal stem cells divide is more often than when a melanocyte divides. So if the epidermal stem cells divide, they say every 48 days, whereas the melanocytes are every 147 days, you have more opportunity for you to get a basal cell cancer because they're more, you see, you guys dig? Okay. So what they're basically saying is, this bad luck idea, it doesn't mean somebody gave you the evil eye and you're going to get cancer. Although I personally believe that. I can't scientifically say that's what happens. But bad luck in terms of it just multiplying and doing something wrong. So what do you guys take from the segment? That the Dr. Dolly Show stinks. No, that's not what you take from the segment. What you take from the segment is you eat healthy, okay? You do the best job you can trying to avoid certain toxins, but still enjoy life, because some of us will still get cancer. And scientists are also saying doctors and patients need to work together to find the cancer early and deal with it. That's probably the best way. I mean, you could not smoke. You could avoid alcohol. You could try not to get HPV in the throat. You could try not to overeat nitrates, etc. But, you know, people that get cancer don't always have to have done something wrong, which bothers us because psychologically we like to think that, you know, if something bad happens to somebody, it's because they were a bad person. And it really, really stinks when you hear somebody doing everything right still gets cancer and still dies, you know. But this isn't about psychologically coping. This is about a medical study that came out kind of telling us something that we all knew. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Anita Chenko had trouble sleeping one night back in 2012, in August 2012. And she decided to put on an episode of New York Med. It's kind of, I guess, it does real-life medical series or medical, clips of what happens at New York Presbyterian Hospital. It's a very, very popular show. I've never gotten to see an episode, but it's intriguing. However, it's something that kind of I kind of feel connected to, because when I was designing a show, we had come to the conclusion, this is before New York Med, that we couldn't do anything like New York Med because of privacy issues. All right? And so I had told a production company, we can't do anything like that, because you're going to have real people. And if those real people didn't give consent or families didn't give consent, there could be some issues, some privacy issues. Well, unfortunately, that type of thing happened, where apparently her husband died back in 2011, had been hit by a sanitation truck while crossing the street near his home. And so they videotaped him going through all the procedures to try to save his life. And the chief surgery resident, Sebastian Schubel, was the one who was on the case. And the wife said you could hear the patient talk to the doctor saying, "Does my wife know I'm here?" Well, she watches this, hears him moan. You know, the face was blurred, so she couldn't see him. And then with the whole case being written, because, again, it's real life. It's not fake. They're not doing fake stories. She figured out it was him. She was pretty traumatized. A family friend calls and goes, "Oh, my gosh, you know, I just saw, you know, your husband on New York Med," even though the face was blurred. So, you know, there's now this controversy. She's suing ABC and the doctor, et cetera, as to, you know, what privacy should they have given permission, or should they have known? Did they have to see the father's last moments on TV? Should that type of stuff be televised? Now, for me, I didn't even think of pursuing it, because I just thought it would be a logistical nightmare. Having worked in the ER, yeah, it would have been cool to be able to teach people what's going on, etc. But I would not have wanted somebody there when I was working on a case where somebody was dying, because I think the camera crew could be a distraction to the nurses or anybody else going, "Wait a second, we're on film." I have no problem being on film, but there's other people going, "Wait a second, I don't want them to catch me at that." You just don't want hesitation. I'm not sure how they do this. I like I said, I've never seen the show. But there's a lot of controversy on whether these medical shows should show real life. I know there's a show out there that's a recreation, and people watch recreations, but they don't like recreations. Recreations aren't the same. People would like to see, like, what we saw years ago in ER, 20 years ago, that show. You know, they want to see cases, and the fact that we could see real cases, it's fascinating to people. It's fascinating to me as a doctor. But if somebody, how I look at it, if something is this tragic, I would have thought that somebody would have at least contacted family members to ask. And so that's what is going on with that case. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. About a year or two ago, I received a couple emails. We might have been talking about privacy or HIPAA issues. I found one. I didn't find the other. The other one was about a bill coming to the House that had certain blood tests done, and it listed the type of blood tests done. And, like some STD checks, like gonorrhea, chlamydia. The bill came to the House and the wife saw it, husband got in trouble. I found this email, not the same. This was a different, email. My doctor office called and told my wife I had a bladder infection. Now she thinks I'm blanking around on her. When I complained about privacy issues, they said I gave permission. I'm leaving the office, but my wife doesn't trust me. I think we need to really quickly discuss what going on in terms of privacy issues. However, I apologize. I know some of you have been waiting on the line. We'll get your calls right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Daniel calling from Texas. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Dahlia?
Great. What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Odessa, Texas.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, Happy New Year. What's going on?
Oh, well, you were talking about cancer earlier, and I just wanted to mention, I had talked to my doctor about this as well, but if, say, for instance, the food today that they sell, say, for instance, McDonald's and all these processed foods and all that, see, if that's an unnatural source of food, and when people eat unnatural sources of food and toxins that they put in the food, then it also creates a, a mutated cell, because all the food that we intake, our cells, they divide and they regenerate and multiply off of the food that we eat. Mm-hmm. So if we eat an unnatural food, then that creates unnatural cells.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, Daniel. I won't let you go, but I want to comment on what you say. You're right. I mean, what we eat, if our cells are using that for nutrition, and what they're getting is not nutritious, I mean, you know, you wonder how they could replicate perfectly. I don't want to say, though, a lot of fast food is unnatural. What I think is going on is there's some natural components. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a lot of preservatives. And these preservatives are what I think could be damaging, like the nitrates, et cetera, that have been linked to colon cancer. So you're right about that. A lot of the processed food has a lot of preservatives that I think could be carcinogenic.
Also, I also wanted to mention, out of my own experience, after you go and eat McDonald's breakfast, I end up using the restroom about 45 minutes later, and it's not a solid food whatsoever. So, therefore, my body can't utilize the nutrients that I eat out of that very well.
Daniel, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I really do. You know, interesting, I've been asked, what does it mean when you poop right away after eating something? Here's the thing, okay? When I hear that somebody immediately goes to the bathroom after they eat, true, diarrhea, if you have diarrhea and things go through pretty quickly, you could have very increased transit time. However, if you do eat something and it sits in your stomach, usually to digest for a couple hours, what you're probably pooping in the 45-minute mark is something from the night before or a day, you know, because usually what's in the colon, if your bowels are working normally, is about a couple days old. It takes about a couple days transit. So it's in the stomach for a couple hours, then it goes through the small intestine, and then it churns in the large intestine. The small intestine takes out the nutrients, the large intestine takes out the water, etc. Now, and the fluid, and it forms the stool. So if somebody has to go to the bathroom right away after they eat, yes, it could incite diarrhea. You usually, though, will not see big chunks of food because your stomach and your intestine won't allow that, because otherwise you're going to get an obstruction. You're going to have a piece of food clogged. So usually your stomach will hold it long enough to the point where it will be in a digestible form. So in the case that I believe Steve was his name from Texas, or Daniel, I'm sorry, what he saw wasn't solid food, yet he had just eaten McDonald's. That's because the McDonald's is probably still sitting in his stomach. However, why would it incite a diarrhea? Or a bowel movement, a diarrhea. That's how we get to that. My mom would be like, did you just have a diarrhea? No, I did not have a diarrhea. How do you make a liquid a singular noun? Do you guys ever wonder that? Like my father would do that. You know, do you want a chocolate, a Coca-Cola? Did you have a diarrhea? Did you make a pee-pee? I used to say that to my kids, too. Did you do a pee-pee? How do you do a pee-pee? You pee, but do a pee-pee. That's when you make a verb a noun. I don't know. I don't know my grammar. But anyway. All right. So that's what I think is going on there. You know, we might as well talk about junk food. This subject came up. Interesting. They say junk food may not be dangerous for a quarter of people. Good job, Daniel. I get to now transition. Look at the transition. I think my show is getting better in 2015. You think my show is better? See, I even got sound effects. Happened here. Anyway, they say junk food may be okay for some of us. What? I know, man. There's a place called Farm Basket where I live. I was like, man, Farm Basket, here I come. They say junk food may not be dangerous for a quarter of people after scientists found that some metabolisms appear immune from the impact of an unhealthy diet. They say, although gaining excess weight, the weight through overeating is linked to diabetes and heart disease and stroke, they said 1 in 4 obese people do not have risk factors for high cholesterol or high blood pressure. This is kind of similar to that cancer story where some people, they just don't have cholesterol, sugar issues. I think there's still something underneath, though, that we just aren't picking up. They said when obese volunteers were asked to consume an extra 1,000 calories a day eating chips and burgers, they did not show any signs of the metabolic problems which precede serious illnesses. So senior investigator Dr. Samuel Klein of Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis, said this research demonstrates that some obese people are protected from the adverse metabolic effects of moderate weight gain, yet others are predisposed to develop these problems. They said 25% of obese people do not have the metabolic complications. Now, a lot of you guys are saying, wait a second, Dahlia, this is another no-boo study because you and I have seen this, right, with our skinny friends or our friends that never have issues. I mean, me, with my family genetics, with the diabetes and the high cholesterol and the colon cancer, I mean, about the only thing I'm allowed to eat is a piece of lettuce. Right? Or something bad's gonna happen to me. Yet I see my friends, they could eat all sorts of crap. Again, you know, when you got it, you got it. When you don't, you don't. Now, the study only looked at 20 obese volunteers who were asked to gain around 15 pounds over several months to determine how the extra pounds affected their metabolic functions. And so their goal was to have research participants consume about 1,000 extra calories and gain 6% of their body weight, which was kind of difficult to do, they said. So they thought there'd be some sugar issues, some high blood pressure issues, excess fat, etc. And, you know, they had a dietitian supervise them, etc. And they said that, you know, some of these people, they just stayed in the normal range. So that's not for you guys to go, you know what, I could eat crap, junk food, I'm fine. One thing I need to stress with this is just because the doctor runs a blood test, like a comprehensive metabolic panel that has sugar and cholesterol and liver and, you know, a lipid panel, etc., doesn't mean that's everything to know about your body. There's some blood tests that haven't even been discovered yet, all right? So just because the test is normal doesn't mean we really looked at all the little chylomicrons and all the little bad LDL and things like that. All right, guys, don't go away. Actually, yeah, you could go away. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll be back Monday.
Hang me down.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.